Hello?
Hello, my name is Tatiana from Customer Service. I'm returning your phone call. How can I assist you today?
You're speaking to John Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. Hello?
Okay, and how can I assist you today, sir?
Well, I was just checking my checking account, and it seems that yesterday you debited my account $59.95.
All right, sir. Could you please provide me with your zip code?
11776.
11776. Is that correct, sir?
Excuse me?
11776. Is that correct?
That's correct, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for the information, sir. Now, for security purposes, could you please verify the address that we have on file for you?
12 Alpine Street, Port Jefferson Station, New York, 11776.
All right. Thank you so much for the information, sir. Looking at your account, I do see on January the 4th, 2021, that you purchased our wireless mini pods. They're wireless
Hold on.
Earbuds.
I purchased what, ma'am?
Wireless earbuds.
Or repeat that, ma'am. We have a bad connection.
Wireless headphones, sir. Hello, sir.
I try it now. I raise my volume. Hello?
Wireless headphones, sir.
Wireless what?
Wireless headphones.
The wireless mini pads?
Mini pods, yes, sir.
That was given as I had to pay shipping only on that. That was part of a... I was asked questions. No, give me a return address. I am paying $60 for wireless pad when it was supposed to be a gift for taking a questionnaire. What are you people, crazy? Give me a return...
Sir.
Give me a return address, please. Return shipment, please.
All right, sir. I do want to explain why you was being charged, sir. On January the 4th, 2021, you purchased the wireless mini pods. You paid your state shipping and handling fee. And you began at 14 days, sir. Meaning you had to try the ear pods for 14 days to see if you like it. If you did not like it, you were supposed to call us back within those 14 days.
Well, ma'am, hold on a second. That was not what the questionnaire said. Take a free gift and pay shipping and handling only. I'm going to report you to the FCC and the Attorney General. I want a return label, please. That's not what it was said. It said, take the questionnaire and get a free gift, only pay shipping and handling. That's what it said.
All righty, sir. I do apologize about the misunderstanding. I am going to go ahead and issue you a full refund, sir. And I'm going to get the account canceled out. Give me one moment and let me place you on hold, okay?
Hey, Teresa.
All righty, sir. I'm still here. I'm just checking in, okay?
Excuse me, ma'am?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay. I'm just waiting on you.
Alrighty, sir. I'm almost finished getting the account, refunding that to you, okay? I'm almost done.
Okay. I'm here. Don't worry. I'll hear you.
Alrighty, sir. Thank you so much for being patient. I did go ahead and issue that refund out to you, sir. That will take 3 to 5 business days for the process back into the account, but you will receive an email very shortly confirming that refund, sir. And I do want to apologize about the misunderstanding, sir.
Well, listen, ma'am, this is more than a misunderstanding, okay? You know what you put up on that questionnaire. Now, I'm not talking about you, ma'am, okay? You're in the seat that gets, I guess, all the flack. But I am gonna write a letter. I'm gonna write a letter to them because it's almost criminal what they're doing. All right, so I will receive an email.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.